Hi, my name is OC Ejiofor. This podcast is about the Brighton EdTech Summit 2019, which I had the pleasure of attending last week. There are a number of delegates coming from different educational institutions from across the UK, as well as companies represented. The event was really well attended, and there were a number of speakers from the world of EdTech, including people such as Bucky Youssef, John Neal, Mark Anderson, Lucy Evans, Ian Phillips, Miles Berry, Chris Turple, Ian Yorston, Sarah Dawkins, Mark Martin, the list goes on and on and on. And you can imagine with a lineup like that, the amount of value that was given during the sessions. I had a chance to catch up with Ty Goddard, who was one of the organizers of the event, and you will hear his thoughts on the reasons for the event, the key takeaways that he wanted the delegates to go home with, as well as his thoughts on what should happen now. I grabbed Ty quickly for 5 minutes during the lunch break, and unfortunately the recording levels were a bit loud, so please excuse the poor quality of parts, but have a listen and enjoy. So Ty, you're the mastermind behind this event today.
I'm one of the curators. It's a joint event between the ISC Digital Group and the Education Foundation, and we've put all our ideas and resources together to host the event here at Brighton College, in my hometown of Brighton, which is fantastic. It's a strange experience to go to a conference in your own hometown. And essentially what we want to do is we want to celebrate people's great work with education technology, share experiences, and essentially increase the adoption and understanding of EdTech.
Right. So I know this is kind of the next big project after the tour. You had a tour of the country through the EdTech 50 project. So what things did you kind of get from that tour, and how did that feed into this event today?
Well, I'm going to be doing a session on the EdTech 50 a bit later. It was EdTech 50 schools tour that I did with Mark Anderson. Camper van, take one camper van and travel the length and the breadth of the UK looking at treasure. We found treasure.
Right.
People doing amazing things with EdTech. Amazing things to engage, amazing things to underpin young people's knowledge, an amazing array of projects, after school practice that was superb to empower young people with digital skills. I mean, essentially, it has helped us frame this event. It's helped us find people that perhaps normally wouldn't get publicity or have the national spotlight.
Right.
So what we've tried to do is find people that are doing amazing things that perhaps haven't ever spoken about it at a public event, and we've got a lot of those people there here today.
Yeah, and we've heard some excellent speakers so far. How do you feel that the event has gone so far? I know we're at the halfway point. It's always difficult arranging these things and kind of gauging how it's going, but how do you feel so far that the event is going in terms of your intended outcomes and what you've seen so far?
I mean, you know what it's like. I mean, you've spoken at our events.
Yes.
And you know, we've shared a lot of behind the scenes pressure. I mean, essentially, you're like a swan, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to be calm on the surface, but underneath you've got the logistics, you've got a lot of kind of speaker issues to sort out, and guess what? A lot of tech issues as well. So that's interesting. I mean, for instance, we're now, what, about 15 minutes away from hearing from Abdul Chohan on the big screen over lunch.
Right.
Lunch is slightly late. Here we go. It's all a bit like that.
Yeah.
You know, but outcomes... How is it going? I think it's fantastic. I think there's a real sense of sharing across sectors, between the independent sector and the state sector. I think there's some really good conversations between educators and ed tech companies. We've had a whole variety of short keynotes, some really interesting panels. We've heard about special education. And again, I would argue that there's not enough of a spotlight on assistive technology or technology that is being used to increase access to learning, and that was really important, I think, to hear that on stage today. So yeah, generally happy, clearly, but you just want it to just glide smoothly for the rest of the afternoon.
Of course.
What about you? I mean, are you enjoying it? Are you getting a lot from it?
I really have. Yes, I think there's been some interesting discussion. I know that in the breakout session we had recently, well, just now, just come out of it, was around staff retention and workload. So there's interesting discussion there. I remember from Ian Phillips mentioned at the beginning that really this whole event is about continuing the conversation. And so in terms of what you want all the delegates here to leave with, what key thing do you want people to take away from this event, having attended today?
I mean, we've been asking delegates for a whole series of inputs on a guide. We're writing a guide to developing digital in education institutions, how to think about it, how to approach it, how to implement, how to engage all of the school community, not just one little bit of the school community. What are the factors for success? So what we've had is delegates contributing to that, and I think through the ISC Digital Magazine, there's that kind of dialogue. Essentially, and Ian and others have said it this morning, it's about building a really positive movement for education technology. And it's not about presenting the perfect. I mean, we heard that right from the start today, in an introduction from a senior teacher here at Brighton College in terms of their own journey. And I think that's reflected is, you know, you've got to be honest about what tech can do, what tech can't do, what tech is good at and what tech is less good at. And also how you implement has come across to me really, really clear.
Definitely. I think one of the biggest things I'll take away from today is the fact that it's not so much the tech you have in the classroom, it's actually what you're doing with that technology. And I think that's probably a great way to end this conversation. But thank you very much, Si, for your time.
Oh, thank you. Anytime. No, anytime. And happy to carry on the conversation with you.
Fantastic. Definitely. Thanks,
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for listening. Please watch out for more OC Tech Tip podcasts. See you on the next one.